Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me, always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. You can read, you can listen, you can watch the videos, the archives, the podcasts, the articles. Many of them are made available by our good friend Ruth King, who's with us right now. Ruth is the CEO of ProfitabilityChannel.com, the author of many books, including the brand spanking new one that we're going to launch in a few weeks, Courage to Be Profitable. We're looking forward to that, Ruth. I'm very excited about that book for you. We're talking about three major mistakes people make about their financial part of their business. The first one was, we talked about in the previous segment, was focusing on cash in the bank instead of cash flow. And this one, the second one we're talking about now, Ruth, is all about the financials, isn't it? Your financial statements.
Yeah, business owners have a tendency to abdicate their financials, and they think that they have somebody handling their books and they're getting good reports. You can't abdicate it. You still have to understand what you're looking at. So somebody can be producing reports for you and they can be garbage. They can be garbage in and
right.
People's garbage out, and you have no clue.
And you won't know it if you're not managing. If you're not managing to those statements, you won't know it, will you?
No, you won't. Absolutely not. And it's important to do the ratios and some of the trending things, which are really easy to do, but they really tell you what's going on with your business. So a lot of small business owners think, oh gosh, thank you. You know, I've hired my first employee and it's a bookkeeper, and now I don't have to worry about that anymore.
Right.
Well, guess what? You still have to worry about it. You're
absolutely
not doing the day to day anymore, but you still have to worry about it.
If you're selling SKUs, if you're selling SKUs, individual products,
mm-hmm.
if you're moving product around, if you're manufacturing, if you're making cupcakes or pizzas or whatever, if you're not managing those increments, if you're not collecting monthly records on what you're buying and what you're selling and what your gross profit is and what your operating expenses are, if you're not managing all that, then basically you're just on a train wreck waiting to happen, aren't you?
You really are, because I've seen this over and over and over again. And in fact, I'm working with a company right now. They haven't had good financial statements, and they've lost their shirt at least for the past 2 years that I've seen.
Yeah.
And they're a mess. And the owner just didn't care. I mean, they grew to, you know, a multi-million-dollar company, and it's just a mess.
Wow.
You know, and it's, you know, and they've lost money for the past 2 years, and they wonder why they're in trouble, because they're not
right.
Managing.
Yeah. Yeah. They can't figure out why they've run out of cash, and their equity is eroding, and... And yeah, it's you've got to keep up with these things. You can't, you know, everybody doesn't have perfect financial records all the time. There are mistakes that are being made, but if you're managing to those statements, you can find them. I mean, many times the managers, the owners, if they're doing the right job, they'll go to the accounting, the bookkeeping people, and tell them that there's something wrong before it comes the other way.
Yeah. And reality is that most bookkeepers, when an owner finds the mistake, get mortified because they really pride themselves on creating accurate financial statements.
Mm-hmm.
We're human. We all screw up occasionally. We all make mistakes, and, you know, and bookkeepers are human too. So we will make mistakes, and, if you're a good owner, not good owner is not the right word, but if you're a prudent owner, you will actually look at your financial statements, do the ratios that you need to do, and you'll find the mistakes if there are some, but,
right.
You know, you can sleep at night. Knowing that they're accurate.
Well, if you're tracking month against month, if you're comparing month to month, quarter to quarter, year to year, if you're doing it that closely, you'll start picking these things up, and eventually you'll get so good at this that whenever you make a business decision with a customer to give them a discount, if they're asking, if a good customer comes to you and says, hey, I need to cut this back by a percentage or whatever, you're not just making that decision to keep the business. You actually have 10 or 15 maybe little elements of how that's going to affect your company if you dropped 5%. You can see how you'll know in your head how that's going to affect you, and you can decide more intelligently what that 5% is going to do. What do you think, Ruth?
I totally agree, because once you know your costs, you know your balance sheet issues, you can tell instantly how that's going to affect your bottom line, instantly.
Well, and then you can, and if you know your cash flow, if you know how the cash flow has been, you know this particular customer has been contributing to some of your cash flow problems, you can say, I'll tell you what, I can't do 5, but I can do 3, but I need you to do something for me. I need you to pay me in 30 days.
Or you say, I want a piece of it up front.
Yeah. But and when you say it back to the customer like that, Ruth, they realize that you're not just negotiating, you're operating a business. This is business operating decision that you're making right now.
Mm-hmm.
You're not just holding out, you're not just being a tough negotiator. You know, I mean, I've said this to customers. I said, look, let me tell you what you just asked me. Let me tell you what that's going to do to my business.
Mm-hmm.
And or I would say, I can't do 5, I can do 3, and here's why. Here's how this looks. And when you lay that on the table to them, they'll probably take it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But if you haven't gotten those records, then you don't know why you're saying 3 instead of 5, right?
Right. And the reality is, you can flip it the other way. When a lot of suppliers give you discounts or paying it 10 days, it's often worth taking those discounts.
Exactly.
When you do the numbers. I mean, so that's the flip side of what we were just talking about.
Yep. Folks, if you'll do what Ruth's telling you here, the chances of survival will go up 100%, maybe more. Tintail, right back with Ruth. We got one more of these three major mistakes people make with their cash and their financials. In their business, in small business. After these messages, Tintail, stay with us.
Doesn't mean that much to me. Take a chance on the edge of life, just like all the rest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.